Tomorrow, our Lisa Desjardins will break down the main alternative plan many Republicans prefer. That's an expansion of health savings accounts. We're joined now by the author of one such GOP plan, Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, chair of the Senate Help Committee, who also happens to be a physician. Welcome to the NewsHour.
Thank you.
I know you've said there's a deal to be had on health care, and I understand a bipartisan group of senators met last night to hash out an agreement. At this point, what does a compromise look like?
First, let me just say what is important to me. We have to make these policies affordable to the enrollee, to our fellow American. And so it's not just about containing premiums, although that's important, but also about making sure that somebody has the money in their pocket to pay the out-of-pocket for the policy. If you will, giving power to the patient, not profits to the insurance company. There's your deal. We'll do something to address the high cost of premiums for some and do something else to address that need to have money for the out-of-pocket for as many as possible. That could be a deal.
In the meantime, though, healthcare premiums for more than 20 million people in those marketplace plans are set to spike in the new year, with the House Speaker Mike Johnson saying he's not going to call for a vote on extending the enhanced subsidies. So what can be done in the here and now to help people keep their coverage?
So people are opting for the lower cost plans on the Affordable Care Act, so-called Affordable Care Act exchange. They're going from a silver plan to a bronze plan, and they're trying to make it affordable. What our plan does, by the way, which I think we could maybe not implement for next year, but for the following year, is to give them that money in an account, their pocket, their purse, if you will, that would help address that higher deductible. It may be that the deductible turns out to be the same between the bronze and the silver plan, but the premium on the bronze plan is lower. You get more affordability. You get money up front to pay for those out-of-pocket costs. That's really making things more affordable.
So the only option for Americans absent action from Congress is to reduce their level of coverage right now?
So you're speaking only of that 7% of Americans who are on the exchange, and you're speaking about a minority of those. Let's first be clear. For those less than 400% of federal poverty level, they still have a lot of subsidies going towards it. For those who are above, it depends. But I can tell you what the alternative is just to have people continue subsidize premiums so they still have a $6,000 deductible is not really an option. Most people are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have money for a $500 medical bill, much less a $5,000 medical bill. So what we have to do is help Americans where they are, and that is, yes, make the premiums affordable for those for whom it's not, but also help all folks on the exchange with their out-of-pocket. And that's, I think, the better way forward.
Critics on both sides argue that the current options either maintain an expensive status quo, ACA, or shift burdens onto patients. So how does your proposal strike the right balance without reducing coverage or increasing uncompensated care?
The plan I am proposing takes financial burden off the patient. Consider the alternative. Democrats are advocating we give $26 billion to insurance companies for next year, and they take 20% for profit and overhead. But if you give money to the patient, she's going to use 100% of that money for the care that she needs. Now, she may choose a less expensive bronze plan. It's less expensive because it has a higher deductible. But we're putting, in some cases, up to $5,000 into an account for her to pay that deductible. That actually could lower her net deductible, if you will. Lower cost premium, lower net deductible. That's how my plan is a sweet spot. Maybe we can't get it for this coming year. We absolutely should get it for the next year because the Obamacare exchanges have become unaffordable for too many.
Where's the White House on all of this?
The president has made it clear. He will not sign a law giving all the money to insurance companies. He wants money to go to the patient. And the president's intuition is correct. I said it earlier, I'll say it again. If you give the money to the insurance companies, they take 20% for profit and overhead. They have to give you permission to get the care you know you need. If you give the money to the patient, she uses 100% of the money for the care she knows she needs. She doesn't have to ask permission. She's got the power. Power to the patient, not profit to the insurance company.
Beyond the matter of health care coverage and costs, there's also the question of public health and public health leadership. You explicitly said that you would support RFK Jr.'s nomination as health secretary. You delivered that decisive confirmation vote in exchange for serious commitments that he would meet with you on a regular basis, consult with you before making changes to vaccine safety monitoring, not remove language from the CDC website saying vaccines don't cause autism. He's made all of those changes. Have you actually received any consultations from him?
He and I have spoken, and in a part of our agreement, he will come back to speak to the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee on a periodic basis. And we're right now in the process of when that would next time would be. So to answer your question directly, yes.
Well, do you believe the actions at the CDC reflect the agreement that was struck before you voted in favor of him?
I think you can look at the agreement and you can look at what has been done. There's clearly a difference between the two.
Would you vote to confirm him again if you were presented with the opportunity?
Reporters love to ask that question. But, you know, right now it is what it is. We have to live life going forward. And so let's live life going forward.
Well, you called the federal panel of vaccine advisors handpicked by him. You said it was totally discredited. So does he still have your support?
You know, there's things we agree on. Ultra-processed food, I just have to hand it to the secretary. He's made an issue of something that has frankly never been an issue before. But we clearly differ on things like immunizations. On immunizations, they are safe. They do not cause autism. It is clear that we're having an outbreak of vaccine-preventable diseases and even death from people who have chosen not to vaccinate their child or themselves. We have a flu season, which is kind of one of our worst in a while, and flu immunization is at a low point. We've got a measles outbreak in South Carolina, and we had two that died in West Texas. Clearly, the safety, the effectiveness of vaccines should be emphasized now. There should not be spurious claims made about their safety. And I think that kind of says it all.
So what can be done now? I mean, for Americans who look to the CDC for clear science-based guidance, what assurance can you give them under RFK Jr.'s leadership?
I think most Americans talk more with their personal physician than they do look at the CDC website. Indeed, I've never seen anybody look up on the CDC website unless the mother is a pediatrician. And so speak with your physician. Your physician will reassure that vaccines are safe, that the benefit from them far outweighs the risk. They are not associated with autism in any credible study. And by the way, if you don't get vaccinated, unfortunately, you're at risk of vaccine-preventable diseases and even death. I say that as a physician. As a doctor who has seen patients die from vaccine-preventable diseases, or disease get transmitted, and that transmission could have been stopped if the person had been vaccinated, either one of the two. So do yourself a favor. Speak to your physician, get your vaccines, and your life, that's how you make yourself healthy.
Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, thanks again for your time this evening.
Thank you.